And then I didn't really play much for a little while until, until Boot got his thing going with the other guys. And like I said, the bass player from the Radiators was playing with them still. And I think it was him. It was Robert Crenshaw was playing drums, and Bootsy was singing, and I can't think of who else it was. And the bass player just said, "Man, you got to get into this thing. This thing's just falling apart. It's like a loose stool. You got to come in and help bring it back together." So I said I would, and I came back in, Boot and I wrote a couple songs. We played a bunch of old Cold Cock songs, covers that we did, some of the originals we did, and we put together a different set of songs and started playing out like that. Don Jones played with us. He played either guitar or sax, whichever we needed. And, King Crenshaw played drums most of the time. And then we started playing a lot of the place, West Side, a lot of different joints we played. And that was fun. That was a good time. That was a tough time. There was a lot of blow around then. Jesus. We played at Trax one time. They brought out this, big deli tray spread for us. And we're going, who the fuck's hungry? So the food sat there. Other people ate the whole night. We just drank beer and did blow, I think, most of the night and did the show. And then the bass player, myself, and Bootsy. I had the van at the time. I had this thing called, I used to call it Green Booger. It was a 6440 Econoline I bought for $25. It was in the back of a shop that I had seen a number of times. And finally, I met a guy who worked there. The van had a fire in it. And the thing's all metal. I mean, what could go wrong? So, the wiring for the motor had burnt. The instrumentation had burnt, but the dash was still there. Seats were burnt. So I bought it for $25. I threw a couple old Camaro seats into it. I was doing some test machines for instrument clusters. So I took an old Ford instrument cluster and jammed it in there and put the rest of the wiring in there to make the engine work, which was virtually nothing anyway. And I had the old Green Booger running. So we used that, but I had a switch. I had only one switch. I put the switch on there. So you either had a fuel gauge or something else. I forgot what it was. Maybe it was lights. And it was nighttime, and it was after Trax. It was late at night. We're all hopped up, obviously, and we're driving back up 75. Freezing, freezing fucking cold, and a ton of snow outside. And Bootsy is still dressed in his stage wear. He's got fucking makeup on. He's got a paper-thin, skinny leather jacket on and his fucking spandex pants. And we're driving back, and my truck runs out of gas at 12 mile and 75 right at the overpass. So I hit the brakes because I can see Denny's from there. And I said, I'll go make a phone call. And I know I didn't want to sit in the fucking cold vans. I'll go make a phone call. The bass player goes, me too. So we jump out, Bootsy stays in the car, and we get out, we fall through, a ton of snow, and trudge our way to this place where at least it's warm. I make a phone call and wait for somebody to come back with a can of gas or something. We're in there having hot coffee, and Boots out there freezing, and I realize the cops pulled over to see what was going on. And here's Boot all hopped up, looking like some fucking flamer, in this old beat-up van with equipment, and he's got to talk his way out of anything. He did. No problems. So we did that, and it was pretty funny for the Boot Man. We got out of that one. But I seem to be the guy that ended up with a van that could move equipment, and that really hasn't changed. Oh, speaking of which, here we played. I always like to say, if Ma and Pa take the kids up north, we did a gig one time. We had some gigs scheduled with the Bootsy Band. One of them was PIL at the Royal Oak Theater, opening for them. And then just before that, we were going up north. The Diablos had to cancel a gig playing at a bar for two nights in Traverse City. What was it called? Oh, the same name as that place in Detroit across the street from the theater there. I don't think of the name of it. Anyway, big bar up in up there in town. And so we took that gig too. And Boot didn't want the other guitar player in the band anymore, Jeff Grand. He was always pissed he's out of tune and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other thing. I go, whatever. It's your people, whatever you want to do. So, okay, so he gave him the boot. And so now it's just the one guitar player, drums, bass, and the horn player, and Bootsy. And then we had two singers, two girl singers. I think only the one girl went with us up north, Valerie, the black girl. So the other, the bass player at the time, Don Gillespie, Robert's brother, he's also a responsible guy. He's also very alpha, let's just say. Anyway, I let him do more of the stuff because I was tired of it already for years. And we both wanted to go up there because he had a GTI Golf. Up north the roads are great. He wants to go racing up there. I go, cool. I think I had a Porsche, could have been a 914 or something at the time. I'm not sure. And I said, yeah, we can, let's just grab our shit. We'll meet everybody up there. Oh, right. Like Bootsy can figure it out. Like Valerie can figure it out. The drummer's van was broke down. The horn player, no fucking way. So it foiled most of our big plans for having fun. So we instead rented a Ford LTD, whatever the fuck that is, Crown Victoria LTD. And then we rented a trailer hitch and a trailer, put it on the rental car, and drove up there with, I think it was probably the drummer, the girl singer Valerie, and probably Bootsy and myself, and everybody but the horn player, I think, all went up in the car. The horn player went up with his buddies because all they wanted to do was do blow the entire weekend, and they did. And the place provided us, the Union Street it was called, and they provided us with a place to stay, which was awesome. So we don't have to look for one in the middle of summer up north. And they gave us I think maybe three rooms or something like that. I forgot how many. And the horn player didn't need one because he and his buddies stayed across the street in another hotel, full blow, to keep going. And he didn't care. I think I might have stayed with the bass player or the drummer or something. And Bootsy stayed with somebody and the girl. And then anyway, we did the gig. We blew the doors off the place. They'd never seen anything like this before because typically they have bar bands play up there. And at the time, that's what the Howlin' Diablos kind of were. They were still a rock band at the time. And, they were good, and that's what they did. But we weren't exactly anything that fit any mold at the time. And so we pretty much blew the doors off the place for two nights, and they loved it, and we had fun. But, again, it was taking the kids up north. And after the first night, I said, the only thing I really want to do up here is I want to go to Bowers. I want to have a nice meal on the water or, at Bowers. I wanted the deep fried ice cream. I wanted something nice. Okay, now Bootsy wants to go. He never had that before. And the girl wants to go. And then the drummer wants to go. Okay. So we all pile into the LTD and we go to a restaurant. And I don't think most of these guys had ever been any place that had cloth napkins before, if you know what I mean. So it was kind of rough. They stuck us in an area where nobody was being seated at the time, right off the bat, which was a good idea. And so, it was a tough time with that, trying to pick things off the menu. Nobody knew what he was. But we did. We had a good time with that, and then I wanted to stop at particular. I'd been up to Traverse City enough times to know places to go and certain beaches to hang at, so I wanted to go to the beach. So that was the up north excursion with those guys. That one we did early on. Later on, I did a trip with Bootsy, with the Bootsy band. We just come out with that one CD. I can't think of what it's called. My favorite of all of them. It's with the two girls on the front. Pusher Man. I don't think that was called. Anyway, that was a great CD. And that one, it came out well because we had time to work with it. I don't want to say we didn't have any money restraints. We had a guy who was putting up the money for the whole thing. And I told him, I said, right from the beginning, I said, this is not going to be cheap. I've been in the studio with Bootsy before. He, you know, recording, no problem. A couple days, we're done. But the mixing, you'll be there forever with Bootsy. Well, he was never there that often, but I was. And yes, it took fucking forever. You know, he'll do 5 tracks of vocals and can't make up his mind. And you can play them all at once and not even tell the difference. So we did that. But anyway, we got it done. And it came out good, and he had a bunch of them done, a bunch of them made. I think he had 1,000 copies printed. Everybody in the band got 100, and he took the rest. We do with them whatever we want. And I don't know, they're out there somewhere. I know I never got a dime, but I like the CD. And I wrote a bunch of it along with Boot, and there's some other songs we put on there, and they were all good. They were going to use the one of the songs off the CD on a movie. Some guy, you know, because it was put out on something or other records. What was that on? California label, part of Bomp, Total Energy Records. I think that's the one that came out on Total Energy Records, They were also doing some other stuff for a movie that was coming out, something Death. I don't know. I think I have the T-shirt somewhere. I don't know if it ever came out or not, but they used that song on the soundtrack with some other people, with Texas Terry and some other people out in L.A. And they wanted to know if we wanted to, you know, if they were going to do a show somewhere on Sunset, and they wanted to know if we wanted to do it. And I, and of course, I'm always game. I said, fuck yes, I'm out there. But I can't afford to go any more than I could probably afford to go more than anybody else in the band. And I said, and I can't afford to go. So the guy who put up the money said he'd give us all tickets. He'd buy all our tickets if we got our hotel and car together. I said, fucking sold. Hell yes, I'm there. And so the band ended up being me. Because the bass player, he was not reliable at the time. He ended up passing away. It ended up being me, Bootsy, Ricky Rat, who played on a lot of it. Greasy played bass. He came out with us. Vito, the drummer. And I think it was just the 5 of us that went out there. I guess for starters, you could say we're getting ready to go, and Bootsy has all his clothes in a bag, and he's bringing the bag out to go on the airplane. And go, Boo, you can't bring your shit on a fucking bag. What are you doing? You got to have a suitcase at least. So they stopped on the way to the airport at Niagara's, and she gave him a suitcase to use. You know, I was already ready to go, so I missed it. So we all got to the airport. We all got out there. And when we got there, of course, I'm the only responsible dude who could rent the vehicle. So I rent the vehicle. We got an Astro van. There we go, van again. We got the van. I rent it with my name. I think I put the drummer's name on it, too, because I knew I was not going to be Mr. Driver for these guys. So I did that, and we stayed at some joint. I don't remember where it was, somewhere off Sunset in a hotel. So we did that. We went out there, and I think maybe it was even that night we played, I think, maybe. And it was fun. We played there. There were amps provided. We played Texas Terry, played Places Pack. We knew a bunch of people. What's his name? Serious Trixon showed up. And a bunch of people that I knew, people in L.A., all came out and bought. It was fun. We played that gig. And then the next day they wanted us, there was going to be somebody is having a party. And they wanted to, and there was going to be bands going to play. Texas Cherry was going to play. And she said, yeah, why don't you guys play? I said, okay, we'll play. Boots on. And I guess, one of the other things, one of the weird thing about Boot at the time was he was into using some sort of white face paint and painting his face white with streaks on it or something. I don't know where that came from. And he was also wearing some type of a a I want to call it a wig that he cut into a mullet. And he insisted on wearing the mullet and the white pants. Whatever. This is your gig, man. You want to look like that? That's up to you. That's not me. So he did the gig that way, and then he did this party afterwards the same way. You know, he came to the party, and then just before he went on stage, give me a minute, I got to put my shit on. So he put all his stuff on, and it was like 3,000 degrees, and the shit's running off his face and stuff. But we did the party. It was fun. It was in like some sort of an industrial kind of a building. It was art. You know, the guys, people were doing art stuff. People were, you know, I don't know if it was like an artsy type thing or what the fuck it was. Again, I knew nobody there, so I was just a floater a floater on the windshield. So it was a good time. All I remember was there was a lot of good food that people brought. Giant, huge bowls of fucking guacamole, which you never get around here, obviously. That and what else did we have there? But it was good. We played a good show. We did fine. We played well. And then we turned around and went back. So that was funny. And again, like I said, I wasn't going to drive. As soon as we landed, we got to the hotel. I gave the keys to the drummer. I said, you're driving. I just called my friends, and they would come pick me up, and we'd go out and do stuff until it was time for band stuff to do, so I could at least see my friends that were out there while I could. And it was fun. Again, we all had a good time. Greasy still brings it up. It's kind of funny. But, I don't remember the smaller stages. That's pretty funny. Anyway, that's another thing. I just talk about being the parent of the band, pretty much, in that respect.